hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. And I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie.
You're Christine Marie.
Oh, guess what?
Her mother died.
I am Christine Marie.
We're law of attraction coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm a teacher, getting my master's. And we love to spend our Sunday nights. And it's interesting because this is not our typical podcast for coaches or psychotherapists.
No.
Who it's what it's all about, you know, slamming the message down your throat.
Training. Must get training.
Yes.
This is mostly for us and our fans that like know that we have a goofier side.
Yes. It's our family, we call them. And we're like, yeah, hey, you know, you want to know who's working with you? Here we are.
That's right.
We're here.
We're without makeup.
Yes.
Sometimes without bras.
That's for sure.
And
tonight.
Commando.
It's not me, but you can go for that.
We're just kind of exposing all of our warts, moles, and pimples.
And just because you're not wearing a bra or underwear does not mean you don't have clothes on.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now you're sitting here.
It doesn't mean I don't.
And I heard Heidi Klum say that she would love to be naked most of the time because she just grew up that way. Her family is nudist and, you know, and I thought
to myself, thank you, Heidi.
Thank you. That's the thing. Thank you, Heidi Klum, for acknowledging
Heidi,
that you love to be naked.
You'd like to be naked. I just imagine anybody that was listening is picturing Heidi Klum naked right now.
For sure.
But see, I know I am.
You know, here's the thing. I have to say that I have been naked in public for once. I wouldn't say public, but I went to massage therapy school, and it was
a nude one.
It's a clothing optional, and I just assumed that meant people would mostly wear clothing.
Because we're from the Midwest.
If you're going to opt, I would opt to wear clothes. Who doesn't do that? That's crazy.
Clothing optional. Well, optionally, I want to wear clothes.
Yeah.
But no.
But they had their own rules, such as you had to wear clothes in the dining hall, you know. But see, that's when you get to know there are just problems with being naked all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
There are some problems.
Well, I just like the idea.
At the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you're not naked, but you got problems.
Yeah.
And that's why you carry your towel.
But I like the idea that I have a couple barriers between my stuff and someone else's stuff.
Yes.
You know, I mean, like if you're just naked all the time, you're like, oh, you're going to sit down, you get up, or somebody gets up, and then you sit down not realizing that guy was this there totally buck naked. And only golly knows what he had for lunch or whatever.
Well, just imagine Elliot, our dog, and he's a Wheaton Terrier. So, you know, most dogs have like a great big long tail. Our dog has like one of like, his looks like a stick shift.
Yes.
And it stands straight up. However, there is the blowback with that is sometimes he has a little mess.
Yes.
On his little butt area.
Uh-huh.
And same thing with humans. They sometimes
yes. Well, for sure.
I just, you know, here's the thing. I know that Webster Dictionary just came out with some new words this week that they're adding to the dictionary. One was dingleberry.
No, was it? What did it mean?
Yes.
Okay, cool. But I could create one for
sometimes
Elliot.
Sometimes old people leave a dingleberry.
I think that's so funny that who wrote that word? Young people, quote unquote? Because I'm telling you, I think young people, just as much as old people, leave dingleberries.
That's exactly right.
You know, I don't think that's
and age. Even nudists leave dingleberries.
Yes. Exactly. Because nudists typically aren't eating the Atkins way. Being this.
They're eating a lot of veggies.
A lot of veggies, a lot of fiber. Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking, I don't know.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. But you brought up this idea that we're going to talk about initially, or like talk about these new words that are in the dictionary.
Oh, right, right.
Which I think is awesome. You know, and some I didn't even know existed. And I think some can show you the jerkiness of how the world is going. And I think that with social media, with any kind of media, what we do is there's 10% of people doing this behavior, and then we show light to it, and then we magnify it, and it goes, oh, is this what really is happening in society?
Oh, it's, and you want to cry.
No.
You want to cry.
I'll tell you an example really quick. We've been kind of binge watching, which is a new word.
A new word, binge watching.
And literally, and the last literally. 3 weeks since we've gotten Netflix, you guys have been binge watching.
I have for the last 3 weeks.
Unfortunately, I've been binge watching like the first 2 or 3 episodes and then going, I got shit to do. I can't do this anymore.
I can't watch it.
And then it's just not as fun binge watching alone.
Yeah.
You feel kind of dirty.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
Like, how can I binge watch this alone?
Yeah.
Personally, for me, especially when I got a lot of stuff going on. But
it does feel kind of dirty.
Well, you've been binge watching, and I've been trying to catch up on the OA. And not Overeaters Anonymous.
No, but it's OA.
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 OA. Yes. And I haven't, no spoiler alerts, but we'll talk about it a little bit during, but the one thing I want to say now, because we'll probably talk about it during our, let's go to the movie
let's
section.
Let's all go.
Yeah.
Not now, yo.
No, this idea, there's a sex scene in there between two
there's
high
actually,
school.
You missed the second one.
Oh, no, I think I saw it this morning.
Oh, you saw the second sex scene?
Yeah.
Did I just spoil the?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first, but the first one, second one is not so inappropriate, I don't think.
I can't even remember what it was between.
Cuba?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
got
but anyway, the
it.
First
got
one
it.
Is, I felt was inappropriate.
Right.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
It's two high school students.
Right.
That wasn't the inappropriateness of it.
No. Because we know that high school students do it.
Yes. Okay.
And it may be inappropriate, but this part wasn't.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can't believe the dialogue written during the sex
yes.
scene afterwards, which was...
Are you going to share?
I am going to share.
I think you should.
Because it happens in the first literally 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah. There's
and
this
I just
sex
thought,
scene.
If you got, if you only got to this part and going, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
You'll miss the whole...
You'll miss the eight episodes because if this stops you, and it may well, because it's between two teenagers. They're up in the loft and...
And one kid's bedroom
and
their
bedroom.
Parents' house.
Yeah.
And they're going full on full sex, not just like under the covers, like can't get caught by the parents kind of sex.
No.
This is in front of a window, doggy style, or from behind, not necessarily doggy style, from behind. And I'm like, what in the world? And I thought, and my first instinct was, oh, are these kids in college?
Right.
College kids might do this.
Yeah. Oh, definitely they're in college.
But then they're like high school.
They're like high schoolers.
And then here's the thing. The guy goes, oh, come sit with me for a while. He goes, no, I got to go. And he goes, oh, okay. And then she goes, don't get too, listen.
Don't get hung up on this.
We're just effing.
We're just
screwing.
This is just sex.
This is just sex. I'm like, hello. Yeah, yeah. Goes. And then her reasoning behind this was, because well, why is it just sex or something like that?
You just
goes,
gave me a big blowjob.
Yeah, exactly. He goes,
she goes,
yeah. He goes, listen, you've got a hot bod. You're good in bed. And he goes, I want to get good in bed because someday I'm going to meet somebody I love. And I want to be good. I want to be good in sex for him.
She, you know, someday, honey, I'm going to meet someone I
really love,
and I want to be so good,
yeah,
and so great at sex for this man
because I know it's important.
Because it's important. And then I was talking to Dad about this,
yeah,
and I said, am I wrong? But if you found somebody you loved, wouldn't it be like, you know? Oh, I'm so inexperienced.
Yeah.
Could you show me the ropes?
Isn't that better
than... Isn't that better?
I screwed like, my way through my senior class.
So that I could be good for you.
So I could be good for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, okay.
Yeah. I just think that perspective's a little
wonky.
Did we just say wonky
yes,
at the
we
same
did.
Time?
And I think it's just so... I want to know who wrote this, except some person who is either with somebody... I don't know.
Because it takes place in the Midwest.
Yes.
This whole show does.
Yes.
And it takes place Chicago. In St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis, that's
St.
right.
St. Louis and Chicago.
Midwest area,
expands
yeah.
that area,
yeah.
right.
Michigan, yeah.
And this is how far Hollywood, what they think of the Midwest.
Yes.
And so I think that a Hollywood writer would think that maybe... That a little Midwest girl would go, I got to get better because I may meet the man of my dreams and I want to be.
And I might lose him because I haven't.
I would be so, you know, innocent and not know what to do and how to give a
or
BJ.
Yeah. I mean,
And then
I just want to say, go
okay,
ahead.
I got, but let me just finish this because in this show, there's a teacher at this high school.
Yeah.
And her brother dies.
Yeah.
Her twin brother dies.
Yeah.
And she gets, and she, he leaves everything to her.
Oh, yes.
And she goes to the attorney.
The lawyer, yeah.
And he's like, you know, you're very lucky. There's a substantial,
substantial. He was really amount. Good with his money and his insurance, and he left, he's going to leave you a substantial amount of money.
And after said all
three
the,
or four times,
he said it, and he goes, after all the expenses are paid, and after I get paid, there's going to be a substantial amount of money, and we're all going, wow. Oh my God, her life has changed.
Changed, yeah.
And we find out, probably in the next scene or so, that she gets
$50,000. I'm like, what?
And me and Drew look at each other like, wait, what? Substantial?
I'm not.
And then we start, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
California writer.
Right.
Thinks
Midwestern.
Midwest. Oh, what could be a lot? What's substantial. A substantial, a lot of money
I'm
for
I'm not saying 50 grand Midwest. Given to me no, at one
I
time.
I wouldn't kick it out of the bed.
I would love that. That yeah. would make my life happy. It ain't changing my life.
No.
It ain't substantial.
She's not going to be able to not be
I've
a
known people
anymore.
Who've like won 35 grand and have blown it in 6 months.
We one of our, like our housekeeper
yeah.
won like 35 grand and it was like gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it was gone in a heartbeat. Yeah. You pay some bills, maybe buy a car, boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not substantial.
And but they end up saying,
oh my
you're
going to
be
so
substantial.
Horrible.
He took care of you.
Yeah. And what would you think a substantial amount would
be? I would have said 500,000.
I would have said 250,000.
250.
Because that seemed like a normal.
Quarter of a million.
Well, a normal insurance amount.
Right.
But I would think at least over a. To call this a substantial, it have to be at least six
yeah.
figures. At least 100
like,
grand.
I was so shocked. But then, I honestly, Julie, I do believe that California thinks about the Midwest in this way.
Right.
Like, oh, a little girl from the Midwest, what she wants to do? She wants to get her
please.
Knee pads.
Oh, please, her man.
Yeah.
I see.
So she can get a good man you
yeah.
know, and be good. And what's a substantial amount for a little Midwestern teacher?
Yeah. Oh, 50,
50
grand.
000.
She's pulling that in a year, okay? Yeah. I mean
By the way, Brad Pitt is the executive producer.
Yes,
of
and
this
I
show.
Have to say, there are some things in this show.
Isn't he from St. Louis?
Possibly. That I feel could be cathartic for him.
Yes.
A lot of family issues and different people.
Yes,
and
I agree with
and
you.
So it's very interesting. But I want to say something about Chris Hardwick real quick.
Chris Hardwick?
Hardwick, thank you.
Yeah.
From The Wall.
Yeah.
And from The Walking Dead, talking the... What?
What connected you to...
The Talking
to,
Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, because he talked about on... I watch his show sometimes at 10:30. Chris... At Midnight, I think it's called, or At Midnight. Mm-hmm. And it's his game show for comedy. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about...
Is it for comedians?
Well, yes, it's for comedians. And it's social media kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. these three comedians have to make up, you know, tweet lines about certain things or come up with cool lines right off the bat.
Right.
But he says something about, I don't know what the setup was for this, but he goes, okay, everybody out there who, you know, if you want to turn a man on, all you have to do is just touch it. All you have to do is just touch it. That's it. You have to do nothing else. You don't have to do anything special. For me, at least, you don't have to do any kind of gymnastics.
Not even just
literally blow on it. Touch it a little bit.
What about point to it?
Point to it. Just point to it. Just give me a little wink like, hey, I'm there for it. I'm all in. So I thought, yay. It does, you know.
I love Chris Hardwick, by the way.
I do, because you get the impression, like, oh, that feels like normal.
Normal.
Like, yeah.
He's just like a normal guy.
It doesn't have to be like this big event. Like, oh, I got
to
be.
You just pointed to it.
Yeah.
You just kind of dusted it off a little bit.
When did, and I, this is why I think and feel that 10% of society might believe this or think this, and then we shine a light on it and it expands, and then we're all supposed to believe this. You know, when did we have to be porn stars?
Yeah.
You know, when did we have to?
Well, I saw this commercial this week. I thought it was great. It was, I think it was every woman's fantasy commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the guys, the women were all turned on, and guess what the guys were doing?
Oh, house cleaning.
Housework.
Housework.
And honestly,
yes.
if you knew a woman, what a woman thinks, nothing is sexier than if the guy is like, not just taking out the trash.
Right.
But, you know, washing the dishes, folding the laundry. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to do you now.
That's
you
know? Right. It's interesting you say that because there is a caveat to that. And that is, sometimes Normano goes, oh, I'm going to do the housework a day for you. And literally you say, oh, that means I won't see you all day long because you will spend 2 hours doing the kitchen, an hour doing the floors.
And literally all he has to do is maybe put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Yes. But it's an all-day event.
Yeah. If there's a day to fill, he will fill it with the housework.
And it's not kind of cute because I'll say, oh, I've got a big day, guys. I got some stuff I got to take care of. And as you can tell, we all live together. but I'll go, oh, and he goes, oh, I'll do this. And I'll do this. I'm like, oh, great. I go, because that means, he goes, what do you mean? I go, because that means you'll spend 3 hours doing this.
Yeah, all day long.
All day long.
It won't really get done.
Yeah, and I go, I'll just do it in 20. Let's just do it real quick together. Yeah. Get done.
And because really, Julie is now, as coaches, we understand the power of tweaking, the power of, and we live our lives like in 32-minute increments now. They have found that 32, not 30, not 33, but 32 minutes is like the most efficient way to work on something.
Yeah.
And then you stop, take a break, shake the energy up.
And if you can do that for 32, great.
We're on timers. I have a timer.
Well, what happens is that timer. You don't feel, you go, oh, I can put 32 minutes on
you
this project.
You do feel that way.
And then you can typically put another 32 minutes in. And before you know it, you've made some progress.
So this is a teachable moment.
Yes. Hello.
But, you know,
teachable moment.
We should have a song for that one.
I don't want to. Yeah. I'll just push a button. Teachable moment. So what is a teachable moment, girlfriend?
No, I was just going to say, you reminded me of another commercial I saw this week, which was for KY. Lube. Oh, and it was the couple,
lube.
KY lube.
Okay. Not KY chicken fingers.
No, lubricant.
Kentucky Fire.
I think it's yeah. Kentucky lube. It's finger looking good. Oh well.
Okay, what was
it's chicken
about?
Flavored. Mm. The guy and the girl are there in bed and it's turning very hot, you know.
Right.
And then you see him look at the door of his bedroom, and there's grandma there with a big bowl of batter, stirring the batter, and she goes, you know, like, I'm here, and he goes, oh, thanks, grandma, but I don't need you anymore. I got the, you know, flash to KY lube on the night, you know, the bedroom nightstand, you know, and I loved that commercial. Yeah. I thought that was so.
It is a good commercial.
Yeah,
there's a couple of KY commercials out there that are kind of cute and charming.
Yeah,
a little bit. And then
I know, like when Norm and I first got married, he would tell me like what he had to do.
I don't want I don't know if I want to talk about
no,
that.
But it just involved. No, I won't tell you.
No, you have 10 seconds because I'm going to close my ears.
I'll tell you what involved broken glass. Broken shards of glass. It was kind of gross. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty vivid.
Yeah, it took a lot.
But I don't even know.
It took more than grandma.
Grandma bacon.
In an apron. Bacon muffins.
But what if that would turn a guy on? I love the smell of muffins in the morning.
It smells like victory.
It smells like victory. Exactly.
But well, really, I guess basically our show is for us. On Sunday nights,
yes,
we kind of let it all hang out,
right?
I wouldn't say it's
R-rated. We want to be
enjoyable.
No, what?
I wouldn't say it's R-rated, but sometimes it's PG, bordering on R.
Yeah, yes, it is. But mostly, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah,
because
let off some steam.
There's a lot of stuff out there you can be listening to, and we enjoy the fact that you came and listened to us tonight on Sunday night, or during your podcast, or you know, maybe you're working out. Awesome. We believe in that time. You know, extra time. Put us on your headphones and just go for a walk.
And we had this.
Or your tread climber.
We had this mime thing that we do that's like, we do tears coming out of our eyes. You know, we just like go like cry face. And it usually means Manchester by the Sea. But now it means we're sad, we're happy, is La La Land.
Oh.
dance. We sing and dance.
Yes, we did.
And that means La La Land.
Oh, I see. Yes, exactly. So I wanted to talk to you and bring up those words that the Webster Dictionary just
came out with. Yeah, what are some of them?
And did you know what these words are? So we know what binge watching is.
Now we know.
Yes, and I'm on my phone right now, and it's kind of funny because the only commercials or the ads that are coming up on my phone are Born Shoes ads.
Ah,
all
really?
The boots that you've been wanting to get. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Ghost. Now, I have never heard this before.
I have never heard
this
either.
And I think this is a negative on society, I feel.
Negative on you, society.
Because...
Tell us what it means to
Okay, me. Basically, in a nutshell, what it means is you're dating somebody and you no longer want to date them. And instead of even sending them a text, you just, like, disappear.
Yeah.
You don't respond back. You don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I get it. But... Back in the day, I would have thought, oh, my God, what if something happened to them?
Right, yeah.
And what if I need to, like, tell the police, I think this person's missing.
I got kidnapped
or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been dating him for, like, a couple weeks now or even, like, a month, and he just dropped off the planet. Mm-hmm. But now the police might say, oh.
Oh, you got ghosted.
You got ghosted.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, when I heard what that meant, though, I kind of reflected back on my life and now I had done that a couple times to people.
Yeah.
And not really, I didn't really mean it.
Right.
It just was like, I just can't be with them anymore.
Right.
You know, I just can't
do
it. Well,
that's interesting.
And I was too chicken. I was a young person, you know.
Well, and I think.
Just to say, I can't do this anymore.
And is not returning one call being a ghost?
I doubt it.
Because if that's the case, I don't think that's a ghost either. Mm-hmm. I think that's just like, oh, we dated a couple times. I'd called him once, never returned my phone call. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not in his inner circle, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wasn't in my inner circle.
Yeah. Oops. Well, you know, you're right, though, because we had just locally, we had a couple that got kidnapped.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
And the only reason that... They even got found because where'd they get found at? In Galesburg or something? This was an older couple. And I guess a fairly alert bank teller saw that.
Bank tellers? What are those?
Yeah, really. Wait, we have banks here that have nothing in them.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so said that these people looked a little nervous, you know, and she reported it to the police.
Right.
Because the truth is, you really don't have to know your friendly neighborhood bank tellers anymore.
Right.
I mean, we do.
Right.
Because I bitch at mine every time I go there.
I know you do.
I always say, do you ever want to get me that $100 back that you took from me?
Yeah.
I was depositing money one time, and she looks up and she goes, oh, this is counterfeit. I go, what? Yeah, this is a counterfeit $100 bill. And I go, well, give it back to me. She goes, oh, no, I can't do that.
No, it's counterfeit.
It's counterfeit. I got to report this to the government. I go, and now I remind her.
Exactly. Every single time. You stole $100 from me.
Exactly right.
I didn't steal a $100 bill from you, lady. you did. Yeah,
yeah. But you can be kidnapped.
And, yes.
And luckily, the police checked on this.
Right.
And I can't remember. They followed the car. They were taking out some more money.
Oh, yeah.
And the police followed this car to Galesburg, which is like an hour away from us, and found this older couple kidnapped.
Yeah. I mean, who does that? That's crazy. That's just like, what? And if you watch the OA, you'll be like, oh, my God, who does that? That's crazy. But sometimes you go, are people insane? Like, are people that desperate?
Yeah, I think they are, Jules.
I understand making a mistake for a moment.
Yeah.
But, and doing something wrong or even criminal for a second.
Right.
But then you continue the process, like you're kidnapping, then you have held these hostages, and you're like, what am I going to do with these people?
Yeah.
And, you know.
You at some point, something comes up,
and going, okay.
I can't do this.
I can't do this anymore. I don't know who I am, but this is not who I am.
Like Louis C.K. in his one comedy routine.
Yes.
He, I don't know, SNL. He talks about, is that pedophilia?
Yes.
Is that,
yes. Well, no, he goes, he talks about it, and he says, you know, I mean, like, you must think, like, those guys, those child molesters, I mean, the consequences are so extreme, and yet they still do it. I mean, it must be, like, for them, like, really good and awesome to do this. I mean, because
how good can this be?
I love chocolate. And I mean, I love chocolate. I shouldn't have it, but if I knew I could go to jail to eat it, I wouldn't be eating chocolate. So, I mean, for them, it must taste better than chocolate or something like that. I thought it was the funniest.
At the consequences do not matter.
Right. And, you know, and it's talking about comedy, which is interesting, is that he got a lot of blowback for that comedy routine.
Did he really?
Yeah, because there's still those things that are off topic. You're not allowed to talk about that. And I think that's a detriment to society,
yeah,
because then these issues become taboo issues, and the energy...
And then they become politically correct.
And then they become polarizing.
And then they're polarizing.
And
yeah.
So the worst thing you can do for any situation is to polarize it.
Yeah.
And to put it in some kind of context. You know, not every kid is being molested. Not every adult is a molester. It is happening. But, you know, there has to be a way of... I mean, bad stuff happens to everybody, but it doesn't have to happen to everybody continuously every day.
Okay.
So,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm just saying this. Now am I saying this? I feel weird inside because, you know, because I believe...
You're doing the taboo stuff.
I know. I feel so weird and dirty inside talking about this stuff. But we were watching...
History of Comedy.
Yes.
On CNN.
And they had George Carlin on his skit, Lenny Bruce's skit.
Yeah, talking
Red
about...
Red Fox. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I didn't know how dirty Red Fox was.
Yeah, I mean, they were breaking boundaries. Like, Lenny Bruce
kidding.
Broke boundaries, and then Red Fox. I mean, he was the first one that actually did a record of his comedy. And, like, they would have... Like, in when I was in the 50s, you know, growing up, your parents would say, oh, so-and-so's having a... cocktail party, and they're going to have a Red Fox album,
right?
Which meant there's going to be alcohol, and you're going to play a record, and it was going to get nasty.
Nasty and dirty.
And one of the jokes that we heard was, you know, these bikinis nowadays are getting so small, it's going to be too, I found one bikini in the Red Fox, you know, way. I found this one small bikini. It was two Band-Aids and a cork. Oh, excuse me.
Two corks.
I was like,
dang.
Oh, that's nasty.
Red Fox. And they had like the George Carlin 10 top words never to say.
Never to say.
And he kept saying it over and over again.
Yeah. And I think one was Dingleberry.
Yes. No.
I don't think so.
But it was
the ones that you typically think.
And it's funny because those words are just not taboo anymore.
No, you can say them.
Yeah, you can't say, I'm not going to say them now, just in case.
Just because we could.
we could if we want to. But they really aren't. They just, like, really, that was...
But that was taboo.
Yeah, that was taboo. And it was funny because before this show started, you said, you know, you really can't talk about, you know, transgender anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can't laugh at it.
You can't make a joke about
it.
And making a joke to me is, you can make a joke about blondes. I'm not offended.
Yeah, it's just part of the culture.
Yeah, it makes it just
more
normal.
More human.
If you can make a joke about it, it can be normalized.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
And not polarized.
Yeah.
So I'm all for making jokes about everything. And then, they did show the Sam Kinison routine.
No, but there was that guy I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Was transgender.
Yeah.
I had just got through finishing.
Yeah, and he goes, same. You know, you really can't say anything bad about transgender anymore.
And it's the audience just goes.
Like, flat.
It's like really quiet.
So he goes, see? Nothing.
I said the word transgender. It's like, you guys all got real
quiet. Yeah, he goes, you used to call them chicks with, and blanks.
Yeah.
And now we just have to call them, you know, men who talk a lot. And now that was funny,
it was cute.
But the audience reaction was,
he hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
No.
And so we come up against these barriers, you know.
Right.
Sam Kinison was on it. This to me was, I remember it was like in the 80s. And I was watching it on HBO or something, and it was this iconic scene. And he was talking about that there was this club of homosexual necrophiliacs.
Right, okay.
And he was like, you know, now that's a small club, but, you know, you can imagine. He said they were caught paying funeral home, you know, guys and said, hey, here's, you know, $5,000 and let me borrow or let me come in and have a corpse for the weekend, and you just turn the other way and everything. And so Sam Kinison gets down on the stage floor, and he's on his stomach, and he's like, oh, you know what? I died. It was really a hard life. But you know what? I see you, God. I see the pearly gates coming. And I'm so happy I'm going to be here in heaven. And it's like, Rock of Ages. La-da-da. What? Wait, what's going on back there? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
He's on the ground. He's making his butt go up and down. It's so funny.
Oh, my God. It was like I remember, like, yeah, that was a boundary.
That was a boundary. Crossed. And when I remember seeing that, gosh, in the 80s, was it?
Yeah, it was in the 80s.
Oh, it was so funny. I had never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think it was on HBO first.
Yes.
And I just go, this is the best comedy routine I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I think the next day, everybody in school was doing it.
No, really?
Yes! and it was just, I'm sure the teachers were going, what in the world happened? What are those parents doing?
What is this? Is what's coming to society?
TV? Is anybody monitoring TV? Nowadays, that wouldn't happen because no one sees things together.
No.
I mean, back in the day when I was growing up, we could go to school and we would all talk about what happened on TV.
Whatever it was, it's like the water cooler talk, right? Now everybody has their own devices.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Binging on their own stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's like in the old timey days, you know, you'd sit around sit around the radio having hot chocolate.
I know.
Listening to Prairie Home Companion.
I remember, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like doing like Fonzie stuff or Star Wars stuff. I mean, and everybody doing it at school.
Yeah. Or up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yes. I mean, everybody doing that one time. I just don't think that's out there anymore.
I don't think so either.
I don't know how these new words come into play. Like, I've never heard the word ghost before. But now I get it.
Yeah.
But now I probably have ghosted people before. Like, salesmen who are like, oh, I gotta tell them no. And I just won't answer their phone call anymore. Like, just.
You're ghosting
them. I'm ghosting them. I just, I'm sorry, sorry, sir. I'm ghosting you. Just, I'm no longer here.
You know what? I wonder if there's an icon.
Yeah.
Or an emoji.
Oh, emoji.
An emoji that you just hit the ghost.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Hurry up and get that, Joey.
Well, there is an emoji ghost emoji.
Oh, is there?
But I don't know if anybody's using it for that. But I think that could just be, hey, if we just come to a conclusion as a society that if you got that ghost,
leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Just like, okay,
somebody
we're
ghosted
done.
You.
Okay, so Throw Shade had made it onto the dictionary.
I've known this one for a while because I watched The Housewives.
Yeah.
And that's a term they use all the time.
You're
throwing shade on me.
Yeah, who do you think did that first?
I think they might have done it first. That's where I first heard it. Throw shade on somebody.
But I wonder who.
It was on Bravo.
Yeah, but I wonder who literally came up with that idea. Like, maybe there are times that we've come up with ideas.
I remember one time I heard somebody say, like, you think about, you know, like, how am I going to say this? Like Dolly Parton's feet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shade thrown on those.
Doesn't mean that at all. Throwing shade means to discredit or to shame you or something like that. It's so crazy. This is the thing about housewives, though. I'm almost all over them. I mean,
almost. Almost.
I, for the most part, I probably am. I like it when they go on vacations because I get to see things I don't normally see.
Right.
But when they're not on vacation, they just act poorly.
Yeah.
I go, you guys are adults. Yeah. And I go, oh, wait.
Millionaires are billionaires behaving poorly.
Yeah.
That should be the topic.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I just go, oh, wait a minute. This is still a TV show. Mm-hmm. They want to create drama of some sort.
Right.
And then I go, well, then don't be all pissy about it on social media.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe what they said? I can't believe it. You know, like, well, yeah, I can believe it because otherwise there would be no drama.
Twitter wars.
Your lives are
disgraceful.
So disgraceful. Yeah. I mean, come on, people. Give me a break. Another one was microaggression. And I
microaggression?
Microaggression. I didn't know what that meant.
It sounds like something that you would like scrub your face with, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm due for a little microaggression.
I thought it just meant a little tiny aggression. You know, I'm having a little meltdown.
Yeah,
a little aggression.
A mini meltdown.
But they're saying that it's an often unintentional slight. So it's unintentional slight or comment against a marginalized group. And so we might consider it comedy. They would consider it.
Did they give an example?
Like, that's so gay. To refer to something.
So that's a little bit of microaggression.
Yeah. So would jazz hands be considered microaggression?
Yeah, I guess so.
I go, oh, jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
You know. Because I don't necessarily, I mean that as being overly dramatic.
Right.
Yeah, oh, you're so jazz handsy right now.
But that does not mean so gay.
No.
It just means overly dramatic.
Yes.
Okay, I get that.
But and also then another one is called conlang.
Conlang,
which is just a fake language, like from Lord of the Rings or Star Trek.
Oh, got it.
Seussian. Something that relates to Seuss.
Dr. Seuss?
Yes, Dr. Seuss. I love that word. I think that's a great word.
Yeah. Like when you get up in the morning and you have your green eggs and ham, you're having a Seussian breakfast.
Yep. Or I'll start talking in rhyme and I'm going, I'm having a Seussian moment. I need to talk in Seussian because my brain doesn't work any other way. And I don't even know how to talk about that. But anyway, I think, you know, first world problem.
Well, we know that.
That one's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting that the Webster Dictionary, they're not just words. They're phrases that mean something.
Well, the first word problem thing, too, there's a little connotation with it as well. I mean, like, you know, oh, my God, my Starbucks coffee wasn't as hot as as I wanted it to be for a first world problem.
Right.
But there's also a bit of a dig in there as well.
It is.
Like, I'm so elite that I have a first world problem.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? There's a little bit of entitlement.
I agree because I feel that,
oh my God, I'm drinking water out of a plastic bottle instead of a glass bottle.
Right, first world problem. We have water.
yes.
It's interesting because the more, this is just way too big of a topic to discuss right now.
But we will.
We'll tackle it. Nothing's off the plate. You know, doesn't mean you're happier. You know, having first world problems doesn't mean that you're happier than someone who's having third world problems.
Right.
You know, I think there was just recently this Brazilian group that was just found, a native group in Brazil, just totally found in the rainforest that had been totally
isolated?
Yeah, for years, thousands of years, who knows how long.
Right.
And so, I mean, they were still, like if a helicopter came by, they would shoot like bow and arrows at the helicopter.
Whoa.
I mean, totally disconnected.
Right.
And, you know, you think about it, and you for a moment you go, to be like that, you wouldn't have to think about your retirement.
Yes.
You wouldn't have to think about
first world problems,
going into a nursing home.
Right.
You wouldn't think about a million other things that congest our brain.
Yes.
And sometimes deny us living in the moment. Sometimes deny us a little bit of fun or pleasure.
Right. Yes.
You know, for them, it might be just hanging out with their family.
Yes.
Eating, getting food to eat, sleeping when they're tired. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not even sure about protection anymore. I mean,
were they protecting themselves against that book we were reading, Tribe?
Yeah.
How they, in those, the children never leave an adult.
They never leave an adult alone. And they're never alone, and they're okay.
Yeah.
They grow up okay.
They grow up really feeling part of the
tribe.
They
don't grow up like, they might not be able to make it in our society because we're programmed to have to be on the move 24/7.
Yeah,
we're programmed that we have to use our smartphone to remind us to go to bed.
Yeah,
you know, I have an app on my smartphone that says, "Hey, by the way, going to bed at the exact same time every night is a great thing for health." Really? I've come to the point now where I just can't fall asleep when I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, oh, by the way, turn off your screens, everyone. It's time for bed. Yay.
I want a piece of pizza. I want a pizza.
You know, and so I don't know if having first world problems makes us happier.
No.
And I think the older you get and the more wiser you get, I don't judge. I don't think I'm elite anywhere. And no. I and people who think they're elite, I'm in the back of my mind going, I will cut you like no one's business. I have 1,000 things in the back of my head. I've got a checklist. I can tell right now why you're not elite, okay? So just take a chill pill, you first world problem person. Thinking you're so high and mighty.
Oh, Julie, my subtext side. Is scary.
Yeah. So anyway, the another word was woohoo.
I was surprised by this one.
Yeah, like because it hasn't been there earlier. Or?
Woohoo, like you're happy. Woohoo! Raise the roof.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No.
What's it mean, Mama?
It means like the idea of something mystical.
Yeah.
And that has happened to me. I was remember talking to someone in the business world.
Yeah.
And we were discussing, I said, you know, oh, I'm a psychotherapist. I help people.
Right.
And a coach, help people with the universal laws and things like that. And he goes, oh, you're one of those woohoo people.
Yeah, woohoo people. I'm like, oh.
And you're one of those first world problem
people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a coach and I'm a first world problem solver.
Exactly. Well, what's nice about being a coach is that you allow the person that you're coaching to solve their own problems. Yes. You're just supporting it.
You know what's funny though is I know this word isn't in the those new words, but the word celebrate.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I've heard, I you know when I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know to celebrate something meant, hey, we're gonna go out to dinner. It's an anniversary. You go and celebrate, but people use it. I swear to God, okay? I've actually heard it used in like I celebrated myself 3 times tonight, you know?
Oh, for
there
heaven's
actually
sakes.
Means
to
masturbate. Masturbate.
Okay.
That's the celebration.
Awesome.
I've actually, and it means so much. It just like, it doesn't mean celebrate anymore.
No.
It's just like, I want to celebrate you.
Right.
I want to celebrate myself.
Yeah.
There was just celebration everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, God. Visualizing that is a little too much.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't celebrate that. you know, can I go back really quick to that Brazilian tribe? You know,
yes.
From the Amazon?
Yes.
This is what I don't get about these. I don't know how big the tribe was. And I should have looked into it more. But, I mean, what about, like, breeding? You know, we grew up thinking that you had to have this diverse, like, don't marry your second cousin, right?
Right.
I'm guessing in those tribes, I mean, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of DNA being exchanged. That's
singular.
Similar.
Yeah, I would imagine. And, you know...
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing that out there.
Just throwing that out
there. Well, every time you say Brazilian, the only thing I can think of is like the landing strip.
Yeah.
You know, Brazilian cut.
Yeah.
Is that kind of weird on my part?
No, not at all. Or Brazilian, you know, blow dry.
Blow dry. Oh, that's right. There's a Brazilian cut. There's a Brazilian blow dry, blowout.
Blowout.
And now they're doing the blowtorch.
Yeah.
A Brazilian blowtorch cut.
Yes.
Which is could be painful, but it just shows people
having to up the ante on everything.
Yeah, given the
first world problems.
Yeah. I remember Sarah Silverman said, oh, she goes, girls are just growing up way too fast these days. In fact, she goes, I was babysitting for my very best friend. She's got a little 6-month-old girl, and I was happy to babysit her. And I had to came time to change her diaper, and guess what? Totally shaved down there. You girls are growing up way too fast.
That's funny. That's funny.
I did watch the comedy special last week.
I think she's hysterical.
Yeah.
I do. You know, are you ready to move on a little bit? Because we only got about
really?
10 minutes.
Really? Move on?
Yeah. Yes. To let's go to the movies?
Sure. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. And see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
All right, here we are at our movie review section for Life of the Girlfriends.
Yeah, and you know what? Since we got Netflix,
well, I saw a movie last night.
Oh, you did? That's right, you did.
I had a date night. I went out in the town.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun. Woohoo! woohoo, not woohoo, but woohoo. I saw John Wick Chapter 2.
Yeah.
And certainly the ending led us to believe there'd be a John Wick Chapter 3.
Oh, man.
It was kind of funny.
John Wick will be a grandpa by this one.
Yeah. I love me my Keanu Reeves. Love me my Keanu Reeves. I think he's a great actor. And I love the fact, yes, I did say that, everyone. I
Keanu think he's Reeves a great, great actor.
Underrated. It was funny. You could tell he's just getting to be, you know, like stiffer. It's starting to look a little bit like Liam Neeson in Taken. You know, the first one we're going, you know, no matter how hard you try, you're just not as flexible when you're 25 as you are 45.
Right.
You know, and he's in great shape.
Yes.
But, you know, he's on the ground a lot of times. And there are, I'm sure he has a stunt double for a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And not. But it was my kind of movie where I can just check out. Now, pure violence. And so much violence that it's just laughable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous violence. And because there's a lot of head wounds.
Ooh.
Gunshot head wounds.
Ooh.
Close up. Double, you know. And just in case you're still alive, another head wound. Just in case. And it was kind of just funny. And there were some funny lines in it. I don't know. It got better ratings in the second than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I think I preferred the first one better. Only because.
You did?
I did.
Oh,
my God. Because I was a shock. It was a shock to me.
Okay.
And he was more emotionally compelled to do what he had to do. And this time it was just, what? What's your motivation?
No motivation.
And he broke some assassin rules, and he's, you know, he's
the only thing I remember about John Wick 1 is a doggy.
Yeah, there's a doggy in this one, too.
There's a doggy in it?
Well, it literally takes place maybe a month after the first one.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's right in time.
Oh, okay.
I would give it 3.5 Sherpa hats, not 4. I was hoping to give it 4. Only because there were a couple little parts, and I think I had closed my eyes for a split second and going, what did I just do? This is John Wick. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are just in it for a nonsensical, hugely violent, there's no way any of this is true.
If you just like Keanu.
And you just like seeing a cute man.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't mind seeing a reunion between Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves, both of The Matrix, you know, because he's in it.
Oh.
I say Fishburne? Go. Yes. And here's something that's kind of funny.
Was he? And he was in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Lawrence, okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I was thinking Samuel L. Jackson.
No, it wasn't Samuel L. Jackson. No.
Okay.
No. Now I'm got blank. I'm like, what? Samuel L. Jackson? I love him as well, but he wasn't in The Matrix. But Adam Carolla said that he was interviewing Lawrence Fishburne. I think it's Fishburne. Is that his name?
Fishburne? Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, he said the publicist had called him before saying, do not call him Larry. And he goes, why would I call him Larry? His name is Lawrence. It's Lawrence Fishburne. And he goes, I don't care. Just don't call him Larry. He goes, the minute I introduced him, I said, hey, Larry.
No!
He goes, oh, man.
No.
It's so true, because if the publicist would never have said it.
He would never have done
it. No one would ever have said, oh, Larry. No, his name is Lawrence. You know,
Don't
call me Larry. Well, then tell your publicist don't bring it up, because I would never have thought of it.
Because he just put it in my brain.
Just put it in my brain.
Just like when you were getting your semi-license.
Yeah.
The guy said to you
5 or 6 times,
at least,
make sure you use your blinker in the parking lot.
Make sure you
use. Because you'll get points. I'm like, okay, well, I assume that.
I would never not use my blinker.
Do not forget
to use your blinker.
I heard, forget your blinker. Forget your blinker.
And what happened?
I forgot my blinker.
Exactly.
And luckily, I had done well on everything else.
Yeah. He goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Luckily, you got everything else right.
Yeah.
Because I had to take off points because you forgot your blinker.
I'm like, oh, man.
But I guess the brain, like you said, doesn't hear negatives. Like if you say, don't forget your blinker, the brain hears,
forget your blinker.
Don't call Lawrence Fishburne Larry. Call Lawrence Fishburne Larry Fishburne.
Yeah.
Shirley, you must be joking.
Yeah.
I'm don't not joking. Become, yeah. Don't call me Shirley.
Don't become a billionaire. Oh, become a billionaire.
If only it would work like that.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was something funny happened at the theater, though. I was thinking, Fifty Shades was playing there also.
50 Shades Darker.
Yeah, 50 Shades Darker.
That great Valentine movie.
I kept saying, 50
I'll
Shades
tell you what the
darker.
Great Valentine Day's movie was. Silence of the Lambs.
That's right. Came out.
Came out on Valentine's Day. Now that was one something you took your sweetie
right.
To.
You know why? Because when you got scared, you snuggled.
That's right.
Oh, hold me.
And you wanted to go out afterwards and have a little Chianti and some fava beans.
Yes. For sure. Well, aren't you just the person that just pulls out those references? Good job, girlfriend.
Again, pulling
okay,
out
so
the
anyway,
references.
Okay, so anyway, I'm at the movie. Yeah, exactly. A little painful. I'm at the movie theater, and I'm very excited to see my Keanu Reeves. I haven't been this excited in a long time.
You were excited yesterday. Yeah. You were like, you couldn't contain yourself.
And so I go, and Doug's like, he's getting tickets, which is very odd because we walked in together. Mm-hmm. Very odd. And he usually drops me off first. I go take care of it.
You got to go get the tickets. Yeah. You got to go buy the popcorn.
And then he goes, Julie, what are we going to see? And I said, we are seeing John Wick. And the kid doing the tickets, he goes, oh, cool. I go, have you seen it? He goes, no, but I really want to. I heard it's better than this first one. I love the first one. And then we go get our seats, and then I go get popcorn. And the guy goes, hey, have a great movie. And I go, I will. Really affirmative. He goes, oh, what are you going to see? And I go, I'm seeing John Wick. He goes, ah, oh, I'm going to see that tonight. I go, well, it's supposed to be really great. And he goes, I love the first one. He said, I go, me too.
And You're having this whole conversation
yes!
with the popcorn dude.
Yeah. So I had two conversations about John Wick.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, what if I would have came in like this? Hey, Julie, what are we going to see? Oh, 50 Shades Darker, baby. Oh, okay. And he goes,
I've been waiting all week.
Yeah, I've been waiting all week for this. And then the guy.
I've been waiting since the first one.
I got the first one. Loved it. I've been waiting. I'm going to have a great time with this movie. And, you know. And I go to the popcorn guy, and he goes, oh, what are you going to see at the movie theater? I go, oh, I'm going to see 50 Shades Darker. Oh, I'm going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I
man.
It's better than the first one. I've been waiting all week for this one. It doesn't feel the same.
No.
It's a little skanky.
It has a little different context.
Yeah, because at one point I felt kind of funny, cute, interacting with these high school kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to see John Wick. John Wick, yeah. Or John Waite, but John Wick. And it was really interesting because in the theater, there were a lot of gray-haired people.
Oh, to see John Wick?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And gray-haired people, I think in the past, Matt, you might have been 50, but now I think gray-haired people are like 80 or 70 or 80.
Yeah, right.
I mean, who doesn't color their hair? You know? So, so that was kind of funny.
Now,
but
is that one of those words like, you know, that's so gay or that's so jazz handsy? What was that word? Microaggression?
Oh, I might have been microaggressing.
If you say gray, there's like gray-haired people.
I was microaggressing toward
I think that's microaggression.
The elderly.
Yes, right.
I can't call them. I don't want to call them elderly.
They used to call them cougars.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Gray-haired people were called cougars.
No, that's not.
Am I thinking something different?
Yes.
Am I making this up?
Yeah, you're totally making it up. You know what a cougar is.
I do know what a cougar is now, but I think
no
in the
one
old
just
days,
called no one just called gray-haired
oh, that you're
people,
right. It was
cougars.
Panther. I think it was called. You were called Panthers.
Really?
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I have no idea.
They were called the Gray Panthers.
All gray-haired people were called Gray Panthers.
Okay, can you look it up? Alexa,
no.
Look
we
up
only
Gray
have three
Panthers
minutes left for the show. And that'll take me 2 minutes to do that.
Because I know that it came out, there was a point in time where the Black Panthers were very hot.
Okay.
And then the older people rose up in arms.
Okay.
And decided to call themselves the Gray Panthers.
Oh, okay. I like that. But why were they rising up?
Because, like, it was just not fair.
To be marginalized?
Yeah. They were we're a movement.
Well, yeah.
And that's when they invented AARP.
Oh.
The Gray Panthers invented AARP.
Okay, how sure are you this? How sure are you of this?
I'm about as sure as iced tea and ice cube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because this week, Mom goes watching a preview, and she said for
a new movie.
Yeah, and Ice Cube's in it. And Mom's like, "Isn't Ice Cube and Ice Tea in that boy band?" And then she says the boy band, not NWA, literally says the boy band name. And I said, "Yes, and never say that out in public."
I never knew that NWA was the name of the band. I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought.
Blank with Attitudes?
Yeah.
You thought that was a band's name?
I did think it was, honest to God.
I don't know. I think it is NWA, though.
Okay.
I think,
now, yeah. I've been schooled, and now I'm going to also be politically correct
about
it.
You've microaggressioned. Right. I've microaggressioned this show. We both have thrown shade.
You look up Grey Panthers.
I haven't.
You can, though.
I will, but we literally have 30 seconds of the show left.
That can't be. We haven't even done Elliot's Corner or Pillar Talk.
Well, you said to me before the show started, you said, "Julie, go. I feel like being free today. I feel like you not being the timekeeper of my hour. I feel like I just need to know
go
that
commando.
This yes, go command this show.
Be free
and enjoying and not be so constrained."
And we didn't get to see Elliot's Corner or Pillar Talk.
Well, this is what, and I intentionally did this so that
so
you
I can
would
learn a lesson.
Yes,
you schooled me.
I schooled and threw shade on you because I want you to know that my timekeeping abilities are worthy.
They are.
Otherwise, we just go off the rails. May
I celebrate your timekeeping
just
abilities?
Not in front of me. You can definitely do it on your own whenever you want to and so forth.
I'm binge watching.
Yes. So before we go, anything you want to say to our lovelies out there?
Keep
walking.
Life is good.
We choose it to be good.
Join us and be part of the conscious community. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And it was great.